Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan De Jesus. Batting second. The left fielder, Greg Gross. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Thomas. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. De Jesus is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Barr covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Daryl Evans is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mercer moves to third. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trillo takes first base on ball four. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Trillo. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Trillo steals second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rochelle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Trillo scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. De Jesus is 0 for 1 in the game. De Jesus takes first base on ball 4. Rochelle moves to second. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Rochelle trying to get to home. Whitfield throws the ball into Hill, who tags Rochelle, who's trying to score from second, for the out. De Jesus moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gross. Thomason reaches second base with a double. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomason moves to third. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomason tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Mercer steals second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barr hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Rochelle. Thomas moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rochelle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rochelle hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr fires over to first and McCovey drops the ball. That's an error on McCovey. Gross moves to second. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mercer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill strikes out. One out. Jack Clark pinch hits for Jim Barr. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trillo takes first base on ball four. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rochelle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rochelle hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. DeJesu is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeJesu for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gross is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Gross moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gross moves to third. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mercer is walked intentionally. Steve Ontiveros batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ontiveros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ontiveros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris moves to second. Bill Madlock pinch hits for Charlie Williams. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madlock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher bunts in front of the plate. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. One out. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kleins strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Darryl Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Foley moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Johnny LeMaster pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomason is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomason hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Elliott pinch hits for Terry Whitfield. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster now playing shortstop. Tim Foley now playing second base. Vic Harris now playing right field. Gary Thomason now playing first base. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardenal is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros hits a line drive towards first. Thomason reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing left field. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ontivero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander pinch hits for John Curtis. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alexander is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.